know what I've been through. Lost it all in my rents due. Trouble, when it rains it floods. In my pain, no it ain't all good. No, but I tell them this, I'm a witness that everything gets made new. So tell them dog, I ain't through. Feels like this life just became a fight. Yeah, I'm in and ain't no way out. The pressure's on me, yeah, the stretches on me. But tell them who ain't gon' crack, homie.
I can't do, they ain't nothing I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. Look, it ain't nothing I can't do.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Mike Bell, your host. Thanks so much for joining me for another episode, another edition of Press Podcast. For those of you who may have never heard it before, man, Press is an acronym, stands for Putting Relentless Emphasis on Seizing Success. And if you have heard the show before, you know that my definition of success is when you find your God-given purpose and you begin to walk in it. So I'm excited about what we're about to get into. I'm excited about the fact that we've gone to broadcasting the show twice a week. So what that's going to do, that's going to cause us to cut it back a little bit, give it to you in bite-sized pieces because we're going to do it twice, right? And also it might cause us to kind of, you know, follow up on what we were talking about last time. Just kind of eat this elephant one bite at a time. Cool? So what we're getting into today is exactly what you just heard from Tadashi. The song was called Nothing I Can't Do, and I'm a firm believer that there is nothing that you can't do. I'm talking about you right now that's listening. There's nothing that you can't do. There's nothing that I can't do. The problem lies in the way I think, because if I think that I can or I think that I can't, I'm still right. And I want to talk to you today about thinking differently. I talked to you last week about being different. But before you can be different, you have to think different. Because everything about your outward life is a representation of your inward life. So the way you're thinking, the way you're processing things inwardly is outwardly manifest itself. So there's a couple principles that I want to get into, and I want you to walk away with today remembering these principles. Number one, do your own thinking. That's right, I said do your own thinking. The problem with a lot of us, most of us, is not that we don't think differently. The problem is we don't think at all most times. Most times, we just blindly follow what everybody else is doing. John Maxwell put it this way. He said that we do that because it's just easier for us to do what other people have done and hope that they thought it out, hope that they thought about every possible variable. So we just gonna take what they said or what they done and we just gonna run with it. That's lazy thinking. That's not thinking for yourself. That's allowing popular opinion to form your views. And there's an equation for that I want you to remember. Popular equals normal equals average. I'm gonna say it again. Popular equals normal equals average. It's like the best of the least and the least of the best. It's a way that we've been conditioned in this country. Everything is quick and easy. Everything is fast and convenient. And that's why, like I told you last week, that 5% of Americans are successful. In the most successful country in the world, 5% of us are successful. Why? Because 95% of us think exactly alike, and it's mediocre. If we examine, I do this a lot. I examine different celebrities, different successful people, and one consistent thing that I found about all successful, like wildly successful people, the one consistent thing that I found is that they're different. They're like a different breed. They don't think the same as everybody else. sometimes they're just flat out weird people. Like they're awkward. Not saying that you have to be awkward, but what I would suggest is not just going along with the trend. Like, we live in a country that's full of trends. Everything is a trend. Like, right, Twitter, it's all about what's trending right now. If we can get out of the mindset of following the herd, don't follow the herd. Go against the grain sometimes. Not all the time. Not saying don't take advice. Not saying don't, you know, consider what others are doing sometimes. But all the time, every time, even when considering what someone else is doing, think for yourself. They haven't figured it all out. They've got a part of it. What part will the Holy Spirit give you if you apply your mind to figure it out and not just be a carbon copy, right? Number two is write the vision. Make it plain. Write the vision and make it plain. You gotta write it down. Like, what is it that you're believing for? What is it that you wanna see happen in your life? Write it down. Now, don't just write it down, make it plain. So what the rest of it says, so that he that readeth it will run. And usually, you know, we use that in a church setting, you know, for the pastor's vision when he writes it down and the congregation can grab hold of his vision and run. Or even in a corporate setting where, you know, the owners have a vision and, you know, they write it down, make it plain so the people can run. But in this case, you need to write the vision, make it plain, so that you can read it and run. I said so that you can read it and run. I got my goals taped up to my bathroom mirror so that every morning, every time I go in there, I'm looking at my goals. I'm looking at what it is that I said out of my mouth that I wanted. And it's plain. It's not 5, 6, 8, 10 different things. It's plain. It's one thing. It's one direction. It's all encompassing. So the two points, again, do your own thinking. If you want to truly achieve, and you truly believe that there's nothing that you can't do, you have to start doing your own thinking. Because popular thinking leads to mediocrity. You don't want mediocrity. You want God's best. So begin to do your own thinking. And then secondly, write the vision down. Make it plain so that when you read it, you get excited and run with it. On those days that you don't feel like going forward, on those days when you don't want to drag yourself out of bed, write the vision so that on those days you can look back at it and see what it is that you're striving for and see your motivation for pushing forward. See your motivation to press. Once again, I'm Mike Bell. Thanks so much for joining me for this edition of Press Podcast. Don't forget to tune in again on Friday as I'll be back with another episode. We're going to go deeper. We're going to continue to dig into these principles because I believe that God is a God of principle, man. I'll see y'all next time on Press Podcast.